This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Look, you got a lot of stuff being thrown at you. And here's what I can do, what I'm going to tell you. You have the best catcher in the major leagues. You have the best catcher. It doesn't matter what pitch the Democrats throw, curveball, slider, fastball, 150-mile-an-hour fastball, and you catch it like you're playing toss with your kid, right? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What am I referencing? What am I talking about? I'm talking about everything that the Democrats are trying to heap on you. And let me tell you, if you go back a short amount of time, less than 10 years ago, any type of this type of thing that's being heaped on you, you would be just, oh my God, this is too much. Remember in the time of Obama? We were talking about Fast and Furious. We were talking about Benghazi. We were talking about the IRS who was targeting conservatives. And I could go on. And I'm telling you, I was doing my radio show then, and you'd be like, I don't know what we're going to do, man. It's just like, seems like it never ends, right? Well, it's the same way now, isn't it? They keep throwing stuff at you. Russian hoax, Ukraine hoax, impeachment, collusion, all this other stuff. And you know what's happening? You have such a strong backbone. You throw your shoulders back and you keep on walking. They throw stuff on you and you don't even break stride. It's like you don't even feel it. You just keep on marching. Keep on marching, marching, marching. I don't have a song for it, but I'm going to tell you, you keep on moving. You're flicking it off like Superman. And there's a reason for it. You have a leader who you have confidence in. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, never in my wildest dreams would I believe that Democrats would take this thing fully to impeachment. I'm talking about to a vote. But they've done it. Now, I have a theory. I have a theory that they believe that the Senate is not going to call witnesses. Because there's already rumors that, oh, we want to put it behind us. We need to put it behind us. Okay? But that's the case. And McConnell wants to put it behind him. Bad idea, in my opinion. I think McConnell needs to call every witness that they wouldn't call. I think he needs to. In fact, I would bring in the people. I would ask the president, do you want us to bring Mulvaney and bring these other people in? Because I'd love for him to testify with a friendly Senate. But what we ought to do is we ought to have Hunter Biden, Schiff's people, Nadler's people, all of them, produce the whistleblower, back up these lies. Now, Lindsey Graham says, hey, look, not a problem. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to just take the information from the House and we're going to rule on that. Now, if they do that and they bring in Schiff and make all those guys testify, maybe we get what we want. But I say fight fire with fire, right? Even though firemen say they do it with water. But fight fire with fire. Get these people out there. Let's expose who they are. I'm not going to look. It's not my purview to get all into the how they do it or whatever. I figure it's some pretty great minds up there that know what they're doing. But here's what I do know. It's going to shift in our favor, and it's already shifted, and we haven't had to do anything. Everything that was exposed, everything that I talked about the other day with Comey and all of his lies and the subterfuge, is all going to bite the party of lynching of Negroes in the crotch. Glad you guys are with me. There is so much bad news for the Democrats. So much. Will Hurd, a congressman from Texas, a black dude, used to work for one of the intelligence agencies. He was apoplectic, I think was the word he used in describing the lies that were told, he said, to the media and to Adam Schiff. And I'm curious if anybody takes him up on this, but here's his quote on this.
question is, why were there 17 lies in this report? You had a guy who was helping one branch of the government thinking he was helping his country, and another branch of the government was using that as an excuse to say he was committing espionage. As a former intelligence officer, that's absolutely outrageous. And for me, if this would have been, the roles were reversed, I don't understand why more people aren't outraged. I don't understand why Chairman Schiff's not upset, because he was lied to by folks. The media was lied to about this. And if Horowitz would have came back and said that the Steele dossier was 100% true, I would be apoplectic, because people would have lied to me, and I'd be dragging them to the Hill to answer questions.
I agree with you 100%. There should be a lot more bipartisan outrage about this. Congressman Wilhur, thank you so much.
At the end there, that was Jake Tapper. That was Congressman Hurd on CNN. I was Jake Tapper agreeing with the congressman 100%. Now, do I really need to go back and play for you all of the CNN hosts who believed the Christopher Steele dossier, knowing that it didn't pass the sniff test? Here's what's funny about that. This was back in a time when we had journalism. Nobody, none of these pundits, went and did any investigative journalism into the Steele dossier. They accepted it at face value. That is unheard of 3-4 decades ago, when journalism really existed, at least to a point. It didn't. They would have at least said, wait a minute, there's not corroborating information here. These people, for all intents and purposes, they got a memo, they repeated it, and that was it. Journalism, folks, in America is dead. And Will Hurd, a former member of the intelligence community, says this is unheard of. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about Carter Page, who is apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently he's a CIA operative. Makes sense to some degree. You know, we never know who these people are, and they hardly ever look like you think. But anyway, he says he goes, gets information that the Russians are trying to do something in the election, reports it to the appropriate agency, the FBI, and then they accuse him of espionage. He's going, that is unheard of. And the intelligence, that he's saying, how do you expect to have an intelligence apparatus if you can't even trust the very people that you work for? He goes, you should be outraged. And Jake Tapper, I agree. I agree 100%. Okay, Jake, then how about CNN start backtracking and find the... We played that clip the other day with all of the different people going, from different sources and lots of sources and selective sources. Tell us who the sources are who fed you a crock of crap and you ran with it and promoted a piece of nonsense that we have spent years investigating and spent millions of dollars on. I would love to know who the origin, how this all began. Now, we know how it began. It began with Brennan, it began with Clapper, and it began with the Obama administration and Obama's cocky comment that Trump would never be president because he was already putting in the processes to make sure that wouldn't happen. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As you said, the vote will be on Wednesday, despite what a Democratic scholar called the fastest, thinnest, weakest impeachment in U.S. history. That's the direction that we're going. The real question is, how big will the jailbreak be by the Democrats? We've already seen one Democrat apparently switching parties over it, another saying he's going to vote against it. And so really the question is, how many more before Wednesday's vote? And the reason for that, Maria, is because the Democrats have made the mistake of staking the credibility of all this on Adam Schiff. The person that they put in charge of this investigation turns out is the one that helped start it by meeting with a person who walked out of Adam Schiff's office and became the whistleblower. And at the very same time that that's happening, as you mentioned, now there's an Inspector General report that comes out that says during the last impeachment hoax, the Trump-Russia one, Adam Schiff repeatedly made false statements to the American people about the FBI's actions. And so I think, you know, that's what's happening, and that's why the Democrats have been rushing to keep this from unraveling and keep their folks in line, and they're having a really hard time to do that. I wouldn't want to bank my political future on Adam Schiff's credibility, but they've made that mistake.
Ouch. Representative Ratcliffe. Wow. Pretty scathing. I wouldn't want to bank my political future on Adam Schiff, but you know what? I agree. I 100% agree. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Adam Schiffless Schiff, the guy who is like a dog with a bone, chasing the car. You know, the dog that chases the car. You catch up with that car, it doesn't go your way. Yeah. Roadkill. That's what Adam Roadkill Schiff. That's pretty much where he's going to be when all this is said and done. Glad you guys are with me, paying attention. You're plugged in. And if you're plugged in, you understand the inconsistencies of Adam Schiff. I keep going back to something very simple. Adam Schiff said he had 100% proof of Donald Trump's collusion with Russia, and he has yet to produce it. And what's funny is you make such a claim, and you would think the media would say, hey, Adam, where is that proof? Before you move on to Ukraine, how about you give us the proof that you mentioned before? And he hasn't done it. And let me explain why he hasn't, in case some of you don't have the ability to exercise the common sense that God gave you and I've been trying to teach you. He can't produce it because he doesn't have it. There is no proof. There's nothing. This is all made up. And it goes to show you what the government, but not even that, what the leftists who control the government, how much they are willing to sacrifice in order to maintain control. We are talking about the party of lynching of Negroes here, folks, the Democrats, and what they're willing to do to preserve power over you, over anybody that you support. What they are saying to 63 million Americans and probably 67 million in 2020 is, we don't care what you think, we don't care how you vote, we don't care what power you believe rests in the hands of the people, we will take it. That's what they're saying. That's what the bigger picture of this is all about. Yeah, we can compartmentalize. Oh, they hate Donald Trump. They just want to get rid of Donald Trump. If you want to think small, think small. This is not about hating Donald Trump. This is about hating you. This is about saying to you, you will not wrestle back the power and put it in the hands of minions, of morons, because that's what they think we are. They think we are minions to be used, chess pawns, to be used in battle however they choose. They think we are morons, that we don't have enough sense to fill a thimble, when in fact, it is they who are both. They are our minions. They are our morons. And we should be directing them to do our bidding. No offense to representatives, but the fact is we control them, not the other way around. But we've let it go, and they have gotten drunk with power. They are drunk on steroids with power. Nunez pushed back on Schiff. He wrote him a letter. He says, are you aware on December the 9th of 2019, the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz published the results of his investigation of the FISA warrants and renewals obtained by the FBI and the Department of Justice has found Trump campaign associate Carter Page? The IG's findings of pervasive major abuses by the FBI dramatically contradict the assertions of your memo released on February 24th of 2018, in which you claimed FBI and DOJ officials did not abuse FISA, the process, omit material information, or subvert this vital tool to spy on the Trump campaign. And after publishing false conclusions of such enormity on a topic directly within this committee's oversight responsibilities, it is clear you are in need of rehabilitation, and I hope this letter will serve as a first step in this vital process. Now, see, what I love about Nunez is he's not afraid to go after this scumbag. That's what Adam Schiff is. If you're a Democrat listening to my show, past, present, or future, if this show is played sometime when I'm long gone, you will remember that I call the Democrats what they are. They are lying skanks and lying scumbags. Anybody who would allow this kind of nonsense to occur, that is essentially ripping up the Constitution, saying we don't care what 63 million plus people and probably 67 million in 2020 are going to vote for, what they've done in a duly elected election. We don't care what you say. We don't care what you do. You think Russia interfered in our election? You look at what these Democrats have done, and then you compare it. Anyway, Nunez goes on. He says, outlining every false claim for your memo would require an extremely long letter, so I will limit my summary to a few highlights. In your memo, you made the following assertions. FBI and DOJ officials did not omit material information from the FISA warrant. Now, we all know that is a lie. That is a lie. They omitted mountains of information that would have guaranteed that nobody, no FISA court would have taken this case. And that is what everything hinges on, is this silly Steele dossier BS. They knew this guy was a kook and a fraud, and they went with it anyway. Why? Because of their narrative. The second point, the DOJ made only narrow use of information from Christopher Steele's sources about Page's specific activities in 2016. Another blatant lie. It was the crux of their case. It was what Comey himself said, tossed it over the edge. Everybody knows that. Oh, they were wishy-washy. They weren't wishy-washy. They weren't going to take the case until somebody said, no, this Steele dossier's been corroborated. Next point. In subsequent FISA renewals, DOJ provided additional information that corroborated it. Again, more poppycock, goobly goop, and nincompoop nonsense. None of that was true. They did three additional FISA. Chris Wallace, believe it or not, actually pushed Comey, said you did three additional FISA requests after you knew this was debunked. And Comey, well, it hadn't really been debunked. They're going to talk around it. Next point. Page FISA warrant allowed the FBI to collect, quote, valuable intelligence. Nothing came of that. The next bullet point, far from, quote, omitting material facts about Steele as the majority claims, DOJ repeatedly informed the court about Steele's background, credibility, and potential bias. The next point, FBI conducted a rigorous process to vet Steele's allegations in the Page FISA application, explaining the FBI's reasonable basis. All debunked.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing House Democrats over the expected impeachment of President Trump.
The House can turn back from a cliff
and not deploy this constitutional remedy of last resort to deliver a predetermined partisan outcome.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York responds to the Kentucky Republican.
The American people have a wisdom that seems to be lacking with some of my colleagues, that a trial without witnesses is not a trial. It's a rush to judgment. It's a sham trial.
Southwest Airlines is canceling more Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline said 300 flights a day are being canceled through April 13th. This comes after American Airlines canceled all of its flights involving the grounded aircraft, at least until early April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham is taking his defense for President Trump to new levels this morning. In a lengthy interview with our Becky Anderson, Graham says that he's already made up his mind on impeachment. And he says that he plans to vote to acquit the president in the Senate, even though the trial hasn't even started yet. Watch.
I don't know where this goes, but I know impeachment will be over soon. I supported the Mueller investigation, by the way, for those who care about domestic politics. I didn't know what Trump had done with the Russians. What have I come to believe? There is no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. If you're not colluding with your own government, why do you think you're colluding with the Russians? The president's not much of a colluder. So the bottom line here is that Mueller spent 2 years and $25 million looking at all things Trump and Russia, and now we're impeaching the President of the United States. Bipartisan people, no outside counsel involved. This thing will come to the Senate, and it will die quickly, and I will do everything I can to make it die quickly.
I just wonder how quickly. Let's do a little bit on procedure. There's a debate ongoing about how a trial should be held in the Senate, including whether to have live witnesses. You don't support live witnesses. Why?
I want this to end as quick as possible for the good of the Senate, for the good of the country. And I think the best thing for America to do is get this behind us. We know how it's going to end, so we can focus on the problems we talked about today. If you don't like President Trump, you can vote against him in less than a year. It's not like a politician is unaccountable if you don't impeach him. So I think impeachment is going to end quickly in the Senate. I would prefer it to end as quickly as possible. Use the record that was assembled in the House to pass impeachment articles as your trial record. I don't want to call anybody. I don't need to hear from Hunter Biden. I don't need to hear from Joe Biden. We can deal with that outside of impeachment. I don't want to talk to Pompeo. I don't want to talk to Pence. I want to hear the House make their case based on the record they established in the House, and I want to vote.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. A lot of what Lindsey Graham says makes sense. I know it's not a lot of what we want to hear. I've already said it earlier in the broadcast that I want to see witnesses, but I think he's right procedurally. It's not what the House, the Senate is meant to do. If you want to call Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all them, you should do it. Do it outside of this. Do it in the courts. Don't do it using the Congress. Congress should just be focused on taking what the House said and bringing it over. But here's what is interesting about why I'm a little softer on that than maybe many of you that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. And you may think, Kevin, you're getting soft, baby. No, I'm not. I'm not getting soft. Here's the deal. If he brings the House record, all these guys have to come in and defend their thing. You bring in Schiff. There still need to be witnesses. It isn't just the House record of it. You know. And now here's where I have to split hairs, right? If the Senate isn't going to hold these people to task about their lies, I don't agree with Lindsey Graham. But if he's going to bring Schiff over and team and get to the bottom of all of this, then I agree with it. And I think most people agree with me in that respect. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on here. The Democrats, I went through some of the Nunez problem issues with Schiff's record on impeachment. I'm going to recap a few of those just so you guys get them, but I didn't get to all of them. Let me start at the back. So he said Steele's prior reporting was used in criminal proceedings, which was a lie. So Nunez sent a letter to Schiff, and he was talking about all these things where Schiff just blatantly lied. None of this stuff was true. It all came out in the IG report. And one, that Steele's reporting was used in criminal proceedings. It wasn't. Steele's dossier, Steele's reputation was kaput. And the Democrats and none of these clandestine agencies ever should have used him. The one before that was he conducted a rigorous progress. The FBI conducted a rigorous process to vet Steele's allegations. And the Page FISA application explained the FBI's reasonable basis for finding Steele credible. It's a lie. Steele was never considered credible. I'm going backwards here. The Page FISA warrant allowed the FBI to collect, quote, valuable intelligence. It did not. There was no valuable intelligence from it. The CIA said this amounts to more of an internet rumor. That was what the CIA said. Far from omitting material facts about Steele, as the majority claims, DOJ repeatedly informed the court about Steele's background, credibility, and potential bias. They did none of that. They made it sound like Steele was impervious to he was, again, he was like Mueller. He's the straightest guy in Washington. He was like Comey. Oh, he's an amazing guy. You know, everybody loves him on the Hill. See, that's what they tell you when they want you to believe some BS. In subsequent renewals, DOJ provided additional information that corroborated Steele's reporting. Lie? Here's the second point. DOJ made only narrow use of the information from Steele's sources. Nonsense. It was the centerpiece of their entire investigation. And FBI and DOJ officials did not omit material information from the FISA warrants. Again, lies. And Devin Nunez says, I could have gone on for days listing the lies that you told. We played a clip of Will Hurd talking about how could you go with this information and how are you not outraged when you now know that the FBI, 17, what did Comey call them? I shouldn't even forget the word, but he made it sound, oh, they had 17 little, omissions, snafus, whatever. No big deal. And so Lindsey Graham is like, immediate. I'm going to vote to acquit the president. And what's funny, people are on the left are like, he's already made up his mind. Do you know how many Democrats on the Intelligence Committee had already said, on the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee had already said, we're impeaching Trump, period. We don't need to, before Russia collusion, anything, the minute the man got elected, we're impeaching him. You know how many of them were already on committee? You know how many of those folks we have called out that said, look, you've already made up your mind. Yeah, well, it's no big deal. It's still fair. It's a good process. And now when it goes to the Senate, oh, it's a totally unfair process. I cannot wait for McConnell to say, yeah, we've made up our minds. Just like you. We've made up our minds. The only and I hope, see, this is where I hope they really get into the strategy of all of this. And they say, not only have we made up our minds, we're going to prove that our making up our minds is okay and yours isn't. We're going to prove it. That's what I want to see. Then I'll be happy with it. But again, going back to, we don't want live witnesses. If Lindsey Graham is saying we don't want any live witnesses, we're just going to read the record, we're going to vote, and we're going to put people on record, then fine. I don't like that. I want to see people go on record. I want to see witnesses on record. Now, I agree, as I said earlier, the Senate is not a place for us to be adjudicating guilt of all the different sources. But we need to get special counsels investigating all. I don't know what the process is, and maybe we need to find this out. Maybe my producers can. Why don't you guys look it up and see what's the process for going after Schiff and going after these liars based on the IG report? What is it that Congress does? Because to me, it doesn't seem like there's a check and balance against this stuff. The next president, Donald Trump, can be impeached for anything. Now, they could have gone so far that people are going, okay, you've taken it way too far. We are no longer going to be involved with this. You know, you've gone so far that the next time somebody brings up impeachment, it's just going to be thrown out. And it should be. This is just an amazing, amazing miscarriage of justice. Do we have time to play this clip on this guy switching parties? If not, we'll just wait. But there's a lot happening because of this. And let me explain, because we don't have a lot of time left in this segment, all the things that are going on and why this has to occur. This has to occur because the tide has shifted towards Trump now. And the timing couldn't be worse, seriously, because they're hoping that people forget about it in the Christmas holidays. They hope the Senate gets rid of this quickly. And then I don't know what they're going to move on to, because the Democrats don't have anything to move on to. Russia hoax, impeachment dead, what next? Now, Karen Bass says, no matter what, we're going to still prosecute the president, so we'll see. But they got nothing left after this. But they have they got Democrats that are going to defect. And maybe in the next hour, well, I don't know. Let's play the clip coming back in on next segment. But they have Democrats defecting. Sadly for the Democrats, the focus is going to go back to the things that Trump has done well, like this economy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That looks it's a non-smoking joint for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Radio show con Kevino Jacksones.
We know at least one Democrat in the House, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, will vote against impeachment. And I understand you have new reporting on Van Drew. What more are you learning?
Well, we expect that Van Drew will change parties as soon as next week. That's according to one senior Democratic aide. And, of course, that really just reveals how much pressure these moderate Democrats are under, especially those more than 30 Democrats who won in districts President Donald Trump won in 2016. They are really walking a fine line. I watched that town hall earlier with New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski. He is another member from a swing district. And when he said he supported those two articles of impeachment and that he's going to vote for them next week, he really had a mix in the crowd. Some people were standing up applauding. Other people were booing him. It just gives you a sense of the pressure these moderates are under. So, of course, Van Drew's decision to switch parties, a very significant indication of the kind of pressure those members are under.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's Kevin Jackson's show. A lot of pressure. We played. There are multiple clips of multiple legislators out there.
You know, well, I voted for the articles of impeachment. Woo! You suck!
I mean, just people going bananas on these legislators. And it reminded me of the original Tea Party movement. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to give you an observation, folks. You are watching a rebirth of a movement. Now, I wouldn't call it Tea Party, but I'd call it Trump Party movement. You got a lot of folks, moderates, who formerly didn't care, who have watched this process and went, this is ridiculous. They understand the ramifications of this. This is not a simple vote, anti-Trump vote. This is an anti-Constitution, anti-American citizen vote, and they get it. They listen to shows like mine, and I'll be honest, I don't know how far we reach. I don't know. I don't care. It's all God's plan. Whoever is going to be the voice that gets this thing out there or does what it does, it's all God's plan. That's what I say. Anyway, Van Drew switching parties. Other Democrats will defect. And we're going to call this Trump rally numbers because I was on Bill Cunningham the other day and I was talking about Bill read this article I wrote and he said, Kevin, this is an amazing article. And the article was about, I wanted to give people proof that the impeachment hoax and the attempted coup of President Trump has failed. And I did it with rally numbers from the rally that he had in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Population, under 15,000 people in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And Donald Trump managed to amass 23,207 identified voters at his rally. Do I need to repeat this? 15,000 people, there's under that in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And Donald Trump had 23,000 people in that rally. 8,000 more than the entire city. We're talking kids and everybody. So, if we look at Hershey, Pennsylvania, and we say there's 15,000 people, and let's just, if you divided by four and said there are, well, let's divide by two because there'd be two parents and two children in each household. I'm just using raw numbers. Let's just say half of those are adults, okay? Use 8,000. 8,000 adults, and there'd have to be some caregivers, but whatever number, every single adult in Hershey, Pennsylvania was at that rally. Every single one. Except we know that there were people that didn't live in Pennsylvania who came to this rally. Surrounding states drew people in. They had to have. We know this. Clearly, some of the Pennsylvania attendees came from Harrisburg because Harrisburg is the biggest area, biggest town near Hershey. Population just over 49,000. So 23,000 people attended, plus people attended a rally in a town of less than 15,000. If the whole town attended, I'm talking every man, woman, child, and Guatemalan midget, that would leave 8,000 others who came from elsewhere, like Harrisburg. And if the rest of them came from Harrisburg, which we know they didn't, and I'll get to that in a second, that would be 16% of Harrisburg's population. Donald Trump had been in Cincinnati. I was talking to Bill Cunningham on his radio show. He said Donald Trump got more people in that stadium. He set a record. He got more people in the stadium than Metallica. That was the previous record holder. Donald Trump, a presidential candidate, got more people in a stadium than a rock band. Do I need to tell you if you two showed up to Hershey, Pennsylvania, they would not empty out the town? They would not draw people in from Harrisburg. You getting it? Yeah, go ahead, Democrats. Impeach. Let me give you some more startling statistics, okay? Of the 23,000 plus voters, 82.5% were from Pennsylvania. Almost 18% of the voters were not from Pennsylvania. So let me put this away that the dumb butt leftists can understand. There were people so motivated to see President Trump, they drove from elsewhere. They fought traffic. They fought weather to fill a town of 15,000 and swell it to well over 23,000 people. That's the level of motivation. I want to know, how many people do you think would drive to see Joe Biden? How many people do you think would drive to see Elizabeth Warren? How many people do you think would drive to see Bernie Sanders or Buttigieg or whoever's in fourth place or fifth place or sixth place, Bloomberg, Steyer? In fact, bring them all together, because there was a comment made by somebody. Well, if all the Democrats coalesce, then we'll get this. Put them all together. Bring them all to Hersey, Pennsylvania. Tell the voters of Pennsylvania, we're going to bring every one of these Democrats together. Put them in our biggest stadium. And tell me, how many people do you think would go to that rally? I think you know the answer. But things get worse. For this rally had so many beautiful pieces of information, okay? So let me just continue here. The makeup of the crowd, of the attendees, get this, only 20% voted one of the last four elections. So President Trump has invigorated these semi-voters, right? The quasi-voters is what I think of them as. These are the tire kickers, but they're not tire kickers anymore. They're not going to stand on the sideline. This block of voters will vote in two of the next five elections after the presidential election of 2020. So President Trump is motivated 20% of the people to say, we're going to vote in the next election. Then we learn from the data that 9% of the attendees voted in no elections. So 9% of people who had never voted are going to vote for the first time. Now, is this youth vote? I don't know. Is this the disenfranchised voters who are now interested? Either way, it doesn't bode well for Democrats, because 9% of people out there who are undecided, if this is any indication, are people that are going to now support the president. And then here's a data point that is absolutely shocking for Democrats. I don't know if they really understand how bad it is, but 20.3% of the Hershey rally attendees were Democrats. If one-fifth of the Democrats are considering voting for Trump, this is worse than losing the black vote, which we all know Kevin Jackson and team are bringing over to Donald Trump through an education program. I don't care how you vote. Still, apparently the majority of blacks are not waking up to the education that we're giving them. But 34% are waking up. You follow me? You feel me? As we like to say in the black community. Get this. Speaking of blacks and minorities, 18% of these rally attendees were non-white. I don't have the data on it, but you know some of these folks were black, but 18% were non-white. Pretty big number. Were they Asians? Were they Latinos? I don't know the makeup of Hershey, Pennsylvania and the surrounding area of Hattiesburg and anything else, but that's a pretty good number. You know there was some black folks there. Now, Democrats are embarrassing themselves with the impeachment hoax. But I want you to recap and understand. I'm going to recap this and let you understand that in a town of 15,000, Donald Trump drew 23,207 people. No Democrat poll would dare look at these numbers. No Democrat running for president could draw these kind of numbers. They don't want you to know that Donald Trump is appealing to everybody.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.